suffering from this pandemic, I'm looking forward to the day that we will be able to meet in person.
当疫情慢慢缓解的时候，我非常盼望能够有一天和你们一起在一起实体聚会。
I'd like to start by telling you a story of a pastor who was officiating at a funeral.
我想今天来开始今天的正道是通过一个故事，是一个牧师在主持一场葬礼。
And when the funeral was over, they asked him to lead the funeral procession to the cemetery.
当葬礼本身结束的时候，这个去世的人的家属要求，牧师问他可不可以继续引导，葬礼的游行队伍，到墓地。
So he got in his car and he started to drive to the cemetery.
所以这个牧师他就，去开他的车，并且往墓地开去。他是整个这个游行的这个车队的头。
But then he did something that was not wise.
然后他做了一些不明智的事情。
He turned his radio on.
然后他在车里打开了他的录音机。
And all of a sudden his mind became distracted.
然后他的心思意念就被打乱了。
And he remembered some things that he needed to pick up at Kmart.
然后他想起来他需要去一个超市去取一些东西。
So in a moment of distraction, he drove his car into the Kmart parking lot.
所以当他被这件事情分心的时候，他就理所当然的开去了超市。
And as he looked at his rearview mirror, he saw all these cars following him.
当他在这个超市停车场的时候，他望了一眼后车镜，他发现所有跟在他后面的车队都在闪着灯。
Now that is a funny story.
所以这个是一个很搞笑的事情。
But it illustrates how easy it is for us to get distracted in life.
但这个事情真实的体现了我们今天何等容易被分心。
Our world is filled with distractions that take our mind off the main thing.
今天我们的世界充满着各种各样的事情，会让我们从最重要的事情当中分散注意力。
Steve Covey in his book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, said the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing.
Stephen Covey 的书高效能人士的七个习惯当中其中有一条是最重要的事是要把最重要的事当成最重要的事。
So today, what I want to do is to focus on what does God say the main thing is?
所以今天我们来一起看看神所说的什么是最重要的事情。
But I'd like to ask you a personal question.
但在那之前，我想问你们每一个人，问你们一个私人的问题。
If you were to write down what is the main thing in your life, what would you say?
如果你要写下来的话，什么是你生命当中最重要的事情？
Why do you get out of bed in the morning?
你每天早晨为了什么能够起床?
At what point in the day does your heart beat the fastest?
你一天当中你的心脏什么时候跳动的最快?
What would you say is the high point of your week?
你一周当中高光的时候,高潮的时刻是什么时候?
Today what I'd like to contrast is what we would say the main thing is and what God says the main thing is.
所以我们今天来对比一下什么是你觉得来说最重要的事情，什么是神说的最重要的事情，那最不可少的一件事。
So let's look at four characteristics of the main thing that God gives us.
所以我们今天来看看神所说的这不可少的这一件事，它有哪四个属性。
The first characteristic is the main thing is a pursuit.
所以第一个它的特性就是最重要的事是要去竭力追求的。
Paul is in prison as he's writing this letter to the Colossians.
保罗在写这段经文哥罗西书的时候，他在监狱里。
He is suffering for these folks.
他在监狱里受苦是为了教会。
He is serving the church.
他是在为教会服事。
And what he is preaching is he's preaching that has been considered a mystery in the past.
所以他到底在传扬什么呢？他所传扬的在过去那个时候被称作为是一个奥秘。
And a mystery is something that is not hidden from us, it's something that's revealed to us.
但是这个奥秘，并没有向我们去隐藏，而是向我们显明。
And this mystery is something that God wants to give you.
所以这个奥秘是神想要给我们每一个人的。
He wants to give this to the whole world, including the Gentiles.
神想把这个奥秘给世上所有的人，包括外邦人。
And what is this incredible gift?
所以这个非常奇妙的这个礼物是什么呢？
You can see it at the end of verse 27, that Christ is in you, the hope of glory.
所以大家可以在这几节经文，第27节经文当中，最后就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
And he calls this mystery the glorious riches.
所以他称这样的一个奥秘是丰盛的荣耀。
What he is saying is, I don't want you just to know facts about Jesus. I want you to know the glorious riches about Jesus.
所以保罗是在说，我不仅仅是想让你们知道一些有关耶稣的一些事实，我特别希望你们能够明白了解这奥秘在外邦人当中有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Something that is amazing, something that is glorious.
那样的奥秘是何等的丰盛，何等的荣耀。
Something that Paul would go to prison to proclaim to these folks.
因为这样何等丰盛的荣耀，所以保罗愿意为受苦，愿意进了监狱。
And the glorious riches is that Jesus wants to live in your heart.
这个丰盛的荣耀就是耶稣基督愿意住在你们心里。
That is absolutely amazing.
这是绝对的何等的奇妙。
And that was the mystery that was being revealed.
这就是所显明的奥秘。
Now to pursue this as the main thing, it's going to be costly in your life.
所以要追求这样的奥秘，我们必须要付出代价。
Getting this message out to the world is going to cost you something.
所以想要把这个信息传扬开来，向世人去传扬，我们需要付出一些代价。
If you want an easy life and a comfortable life, please don't follow Jesus.
所以如果你想要一个简单的、舒服的生活，那你就不要来跟随耶稣。
To serve Jesus, to get this message out, it's going to cost you something.
所以要服侍基督耶稣，要来将福音传广开来，你必须要付出一些代价。
I remember hearing the story of a girl that went to a jeweler.
我还记得我曾经听过一个故事，就是一个女孩走进了珠宝店。
And she said, I want one of those cheap crosses with a man that's on it.
所以她对店主说，我想要一个便宜的十字架，十字架上有一个小人。
Well, there are no cheap crosses.
但实际上没有，世上没有廉价的十字架。
And if you're going to have the main thing as pursuing this message, it's going to cost you.
所以如果你想去竭力追求这个奥秘，追求这丰盛的荣耀，你必须要付出一些代价。
The main thing is that we need to have this pursuit of the message of Christ in you as the focus of our lives.
所以我们需要去不断的去追寻，去追求这个奥秘，这个丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
Are you willing to pay the price?
你愿意付上代价吗？
The first characteristic of the main thing is that it is a costly pursuit.
所以关于这个最重要的事情的第一个属性，就是它是一个需要付出昂贵代价的一个追求。
The second characteristic is that the main thing is a proclamation.
所以它的这个最重要的事情的第二个特征，就是要来传扬它。
We proclaim him.
我们传扬他。
We're proclaiming the message about Jesus.
我们传扬有关耶稣的信息。
We're not proclaiming a self-help or a stress management or a career enhancement.
我们不是在传扬如何自我提升，我们不是在传扬如何解压，我们也不是在传扬如何有工作生活各方面的一个平衡。
We're not proclaiming a system of belief.
我们不是在传扬一个宗教系统。
We are not proclaiming a political agenda.
我们不是在传扬一个政治的一些流程。
We are not proclaiming a set of traditions.
我们不是在传扬一些传统。
What we are proclaiming is Jesus Christ, the Creator and the Savior of the world.
我们传扬的是耶稣基督，世界的创造者，也是我们每个人的救赎主。
We are proclaiming that Jesus is the light of the world.
我们传扬的是耶稣是这世界的光。
That he is the kingdom builder and the kingdom bringer.
所以他是这个天国的建造者，也是这个天国的推行者。
We are proclaiming him as the death defeater.
我们传扬的耶稣基督，他是战胜死亡的人。
And Jesus is the life giver.
他是赐生命的。
We are proclaiming this message that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
我们要宣扬的是耶稣基督是万王之王，万主之主。
And we have a idiom in English called betting the farm.
在英语当中有一个俗语叫做孤注一掷，付上所有。
That means that we are taking all of our resources, all of our life, and we're pushing that into the center of the table saying,I'm betting everything on Jesus.
这个有点像是个赌场的一个用语，就是我们赌上生命的所有啊，就是为了要赢得耶稣。
And who do we proclaim this to?
所以我们要向谁来传扬耶稣呢？
Three times in this passage, the word everyone or everybody is used.
所以在我们刚刚读的哥罗西书一章二十八节当中，个人这个词出现了三次，是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全的引到神面前。
Someone asked me recently, what should be the main focus of the church?
所以最近有人问我说，教会最重要的是什么？
Should it be people outside the church or people inside the church?
对于一个教会来说，最重要的是在教会里的人呢，还是在还没有来到教会的人？
And I asked them this question, I said, which one do you think Jesus loves the most?
然后我反问他们，你觉得耶稣更看重哪一群人呢？
And the answer is, he loves both of them the most.
所以答案就是耶稣爱世人，爱所有的人。
And we must love both of them the most.
所以我们要都爱这所有的人。
The message that we proclaim to this world right now is that Jesus Christ is Lord of all.
所以我们向这世界要传扬的信息就是耶稣是万王之王。
And we are proclaiming him as the king.
我们要宣扬的是耶稣是王。
And the main thing is we are proclaiming that his kingdom can come and live in our hearts through Christ.
所以我们要向世人所宣告的是，耶稣基督他的国度已经来临，耶稣，天国就在我们心里。
That is the only message that we proclaim.
所以这就是我们要传扬的，唯一的信息。
That is the main thing.
这就是最重要的事情。
Let's go on to the third characteristic.
所以我们来看看第三个特征。
The main thing is a purpose.
所以最重要的是它有个终极的目标。
In verse 28, it says, so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ.
所以这里28节讲到要把个人在基督里完完全全的引到神面前。
What is the finish line? What is the goal line for us as believers?
所以我们作为耶稣基督的相信者、跟随者，到底那个终极目标是什么？
We need to have a very clear goal.If we are not going to be distracted,
我们如果想不被分心、不被世事分心的话，我们必须要有一个非常清晰的这样的一个目标。
And what was the main thing that got the Apostle Paul out of his jail bed every morning?
所以，当保罗每天从他监狱的床上起来的时候，你知道到底对他来说最重要的事情是什么呢？
To present everyone perfect in Christ.
要把个人在基督里完完全全的引到神面前。
Now that word perfect doesn't mean flawless.
这个词完完全全中文可能翻译成完美，但其实它并不是说没有瑕疵。
It means maturing and completing and progressing.
所以它其实是意味着，越来越成熟，越来越像耶稣基督，越来越圣洁。
The goal for us is that we want to see spiritual maturity through discipleship in everyone around us.
所以我们的终极目标就是通过这样的门徒训练，能够把每一个人相信耶稣基督的人，能够越来越在灵性上越来越成熟，越来越像耶稣基督。
Today, people have a wrong view of their identity.
所以今天可能很多人对他们自身的这样的一个自我认知有很大的问题。
Some people view themselves, well, I'm just a secretary.
所以有些人认为他只是一个秘书。
I'm just a hedge fund manager.
我只是一个经理，
I'm just a student.
我只是一个学生。
Well, what we want people to understand is that they are all disciples of Jesus.
其实他们真正的身份是，他们每一个都是耶稣基督的门徒。
The goal for us is to get every secretary to be a kingdom follower.
所以我们的目标就是让每一个自以为是、仅仅是秘书的人，成为这个天国的一个跟随者。
Our goal is to get every hedge fund manager as a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ.
我们的目标就是要让每一个对冲基金的这些经理人，能够成为耶稣的这样的一个忠心的跟随者。
So the question is, how are we doing in this journey?
所以我们在这趟旅程当中到底要怎么做呢？
George Barna has done a lot of research on the condition of the church.
所以乔治巴纳在教会如何来发展教会身上做了很多的研究。
And he had asked 1,000 Christians what their main purpose was in life.
所以他曾经问过成千上万的基督徒，他们生命当中最重要的、最不可少的一件事到底是什么？
And this included hundreds of people who were, church leaders and pastors and important people in the church.
这其中包括很多的教会的牧师啊、长老啊、领导人。
And out of 1,000 responses, no one said that the main goal was to make disciples.
而在这1000个教会的领袖当中，他们所给予的答案当中，没有一个给予的答案是有关门徒训练的。
Because of that, the church is very weak.
所以就是因为这样的现象，所以今天的教会越来越软弱。
We are not doing what Jesus told us to do.
我们今天并没有在做耶稣想要让我们做的事情。
Who do you think that God has put into your life that you should disciple?
所以你知道神将哪些人放在你生命当中，想要让你来带领他们成为耶稣的门徒吗？
Who in your life will you present to Jesus on the final judgment and say, "This is the person that I was discipling"?
所以当末日审判的时候，到底是谁？你要将谁引到基督台前说，这是我带领他做门徒。
As a husband, I have a responsibility to my wife to help her mature in her Christianity.
所以，作为一个丈夫，我有责任来带领我的妻子，能够帮助她能够更加的成熟，以至于将来在基督台前，她可以被呈现在神面前。
To help her to understand the fullness of who she is in Christ.
所以要去明白神在她生命当中原本摆放的最完美的旨意。
So I pray with my wife every day.
所以，我每天和我的妻子一起来祷告。
I talk to my wife about the Lord and ask her how she's doing in her spiritual walk with the Lord.
所以我常常问她说：“今天你与神同行了吗？你有什么新的感受
We read a book together. We talk about what we're learning in that book.
？”我们一起读一本书，然后我们彼此分享我们在书中有什么看见。
We go to church together.
我们一起去教会。
We find that as we spend time together, she's growing in her relationship with Christ, and I see her maturing in Jesus.
所以，当我们在一起花时间和耶稣在一起的时候，我能够看见他越来在灵性当中越来越成熟，越来越像耶稣基督。
As parents, we have a responsibility to disciple our children.
所以作为父母，我们有责任要去将我们的孩子给他们做门徒训练。
We had a plan for our kids on how to disciple them.
我们需要给每一个孩子制定相应的计划以至于他们可以每一个我们可以带领他们成为耶稣的门徒。
We would pray with our children and read the scriptures to them.
我们应该作为父母应该和孩子一起来读圣经，一起来祷告。
When they were growing up, we used to have these thing called cassettes, and we would play Christian cassettes so our kids would grow.
当年我在抚养我的子女成长的时候，我们当年还有这样的磁带，我们一起来听这样的圣经的磁带。
We told them that they needed to go to church and go to youth group to find out about Christ.
所以我们鼓励他们要去教会，要去这样的青少年的团契小组，更加的认识耶稣基督是谁。
And we actually had a list of 30 things that we wanted to teach our children to have them grow and be spiritually mature in Christ.
所以我们有一张清单，清单上列了30项我们想要引导我们孩子去做的事情，这些通过这些事情他们可以更加认识耶稣基督。
If you want to have that list, I could gladly send it to you, any of the parents.
如果你想要这样的清单作为一个父母的话，我可以将这个清单分享给你们。
At your workplace, employees, who are you discipling?
所以你作为一个雇员或者是一个经理你到底你的责任是将谁要引到神的面前？
God has placed you in your job so that you can have others mature in Christ.
所以神将这些人放在你的身边作为你的同事，你有责任要将他们带领他们做耶稣基督的门徒，将他们引到神的面前。
And all the students that are watching, who are you discipling in school?
所以你的同学也是在每一天都在观看你作为一个基督徒你要怎么样和他们相处，怎么样去带领人做门徒。
The main thing is that we have a purpose of presenting everyone mature in Christ.
这个最重要的事情，它有个终极的目标，就是要把众人，要把个人在基督里完完全全的引到神面前。
Let's go to the last characteristic.
我们来再看最后一个特征。
And that is that the main thing is a power.
所以这个最重要的事情会赋予我们大能。
It says here that he struggles, he labors, struggling with all of his energy.
所以大家看一看这个29节这个经文保罗说到我也为此劳苦照着他在我里面运用了大能尽心竭力。
When I first read this, I was thinking Paul would say my energy.
当我第一次读这个经文的时候我以为保罗肯定会说我也为此劳苦照着我的能力。
But the energy for the main thing comes from God himself.
但是这个最重要事情需要做这个最重要事情的这些能力这些大能是来自于神。
It is a perfect blend of God's power and human effort.
这是一个完美的融合融合了神的大能和人的努力。
And it's only when both of those that are present in our lives that we have the victory.
所以只有当我们和神一起动工的时候当神的大能和人的努力在一起做工的时候我们在生活当中就能过得胜的生活。
The great news is that God's power is available for everyone who asks for it.
所以这有一个奇妙的之处就是神的大能其实是对于每一个人来说都是可以得到的。
But you have to stay connected to God.
但是前提条件是你必须要时时刻刻和神连接。
For you to have God's power in your life, you need to hold Jesus in your heart.
所以你如果想要拥有神在你里面运行的大能，你必须要紧紧抓住耶稣基督。
My daughter used to work at the Stanford Mall, and one time she called me and said, Dad, my car won't start.
我的女儿在斯坦福的这个商场里工作，有一次她打电话给我说我的车不行了。
So I said, I'll be right down, and I went down to check her car out.
然后我就立刻开车过去来帮她检查她的车。
And when we got in, we turned the key, but nothing happened.
然后我去了之后，我就转动这个车钥匙，但是车就是启动不起来。
And as you can see from the picture, this is what happened.
所以你可以从图中看到，这个就是当时的这个电池的状况。
The battery cable had loosened and it had become corroded.
所以这个电池这个线松动了，所以以至于它，因为它被侵蚀了。
So there was no power for her car.
所以这个车的动力没有来源。
But when we reconnected the cable to the battery, the car started right up.
如果我们当我们一旦把这个电池的这个线松动的线给紧一紧的时候修一修的时候，你就发现车就能启动了。
The main thing in life is to stay connected to God's power.
所以我们人生当中最重要的事情就是要时刻与神连接。
William Temple prayed this prayer.
坎特伯雷大主教威廉坦布尔，他有这样一个非常著名的这样一个祷告词。
If you could just read the prayer, that'd be great.
我请求你为我祷告，不是让我变得聪明和强壮，而是我永不放开我主耶稣基督那双看不见的手。
The main thing in all of life is to hold on to God's hand.
所以最重要的事就是我们要紧紧抓住耶稣基督的手。
I'd like to conclude by saying that I conduct a lot of funerals in my life.
今天，当我们快要结束这场正道的时候，我要告诉大家，我这一生主持了很多的葬礼。
And when I talk to the families as we're preparing for the funeral, in 5 minutes, I can tell what the main thing was in their life.
所以，当我为葬礼主持做一些准备的时候，我会和这些家人亲朋好友去做一些交谈，去了解他们。那一通过一些问一些问题，5分钟之内我就知道他们人生当中最重要的事情是什么。
I was talking with a family and about a woman that had been deceased, and I said, "Well, tell me about her."
当时我主持一个女人的葬礼的时候，我问这些家人说，告诉我一些关于她的事情。
And they told me that, oh, she had many degrees. She was very smart.
所以家人说到，她拿了很多学位，她非常的聪明。
And she had a great career, and she made lots of money.
她的事业很成功，她挣很多钱。
And she had lots of nice clothes, and she drove a very nice car.
她穿的都是非常好的奢侈的衣服，然后他开的车也是很名贵的车。
And then they showed me the sports trophies and the awards that she had received.
然后他还拿很多的运动啊各个方面的奖项奖杯。
But sadly, she missed the main thing.
但很可悲的是，他错失了人生最重要的事情。
They never mentioned her relationship with Jesus.
他的家人们从没提过他和耶稣基督有关系。
They never mentioned the gospel of Jesus Christ.
他们从来没提到福音在这个女人生命当中有什么地位。
They never mentioned that she was holding the hand of Jesus.
他们从没提过这个女人紧紧抓住耶稣基督的手。
She missed the main thing in life.
所以她错过了人生最重要的事情。
And my prayer for you today, for everyone listening to me, don't miss the main thing.
所以今天我为在场的每一位祷告，不要错过人生最重要的事情。
The main thing is connecting with Jesus.
人生最重要的事情，最不可少的事情，就是与耶稣有连接。
The main thing is having Jesus live in your heart.
所以最重要的事情就是让耶稣基督在你里面活着。
The main thing is telling everybody about Jesus in our life.
最重要的事情就是知道，告诉传扬众给别人说，耶稣基督在你里面活着是，真真实实的在你每一天的生活当中活出来的，有这样的能力。
The main thing is receiving Jesus and becoming his child.
所以最重要的事情就是能够认识耶稣基督并成为神的儿女。
Yet to all who receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
If you are not a child of God, you need to make that the main thing this moment.
所以如果你还不认识耶稣基督，现在就是你应该要做出这样的决定，要做神儿女的时刻。
I beg you to get on your knees and to say, Jesus, come into my life. I want you, the hope of glory.
我恳求你跪下做这样的一个祷告，说耶稣基督，请求你来到我的生命当中。
That is the main thing.
这就是人生最重要、最不可少的一件事。
Lord, we thank you for the glorious riches of you dwelling in us.
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你，谢谢你有那极丰盛的荣耀，谢谢你住在我们心里，成为那有荣耀的盼望。
We thank you for the incredible opportunity that we have to proclaim this message.
谢谢你给我们这样无上的权柄，可以来宣传扬你。
To disciple folks in our lives.
可以带领我们周遭的人成为你的门徒。
And to hold your hand.
能够紧紧地抓住你的手。
Lord, we thank you that you're holding our hand at the same time.
主啊，我们也祈求你来紧紧抓住我们的手。
We love you, Lord.
主，我们爱你。
It is our greatest joy to serve you.
我们充满喜乐，大喜乐来服侍你。
I pray your blessing on everyone who hears this message from Colossians.
我祝福每一个听到哥罗西书这段经文，听到它经意的人。
That they would make you the main thing of their life.
他们读到这些经文能够明白，并且把你当作他们生命当中最重要的。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.